All right, Wrestling with Theology fans, this is Pastor Doug Minton, standing here in the confessional corner as we continue to go through the small catechism of Luther. I know some of you are thinking, wait, we did the sacrament of the altar last week, the sixth chief part. We're done with the small catechism. We're done with the first part of the small catechism. There are four parts to the catechism. This week we deal with the second one, daily prayers. Next week we will look at the table of duties. And then the following week is the Christian questions and their answers, and have the entire small catechism taken care of at this time. But now we come back to the daily prayers. This is where we see ourselves in at our Savior. When we do the service of prayer and preaching, we have morning prayer. When I do service of prayer and preaching at Emmanuel in Idaville on Saturday nights, we do Luther's evening prayer in that spot. Why? Because it is appropriate for those prayers to be prayed at those times. But we also have the meal prayers, both before and after the meal. These are all prayers that Luther gives us in order to thank God for the blessings that he gives to us. So we'll take a couple of minutes to look at each one of these prayers. The morning prayer. In the morning, when you get up, make the sign of the Holy Cross and say, "In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen." Then, kneeling or standing, repeat the creed in the Lord's Prayer. If you choose, you may also say this little prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Then go joyfully to your work, singing a hymn like that of the Ten Commandments, or whatever your devotion may suggest. All right, there's the morning prayer, the entire ritual that Luther provides. And it starts off very starkly. In the morning, when you get up, make the sign of the Holy Cross. Wait. Isn't making the sign of the cross a Catholic thing? We don't do that as Lutherans. We stopped doing it for a while, unfortunately, because we have given away many things. One of them being making the sign of the cross. One of them being bowing in reverence when the name of the Holy Trinity is said. Many other things that we will talk about throughout the time, and we've talked about before. But the sign of the cross is not a Catholic thing. It is a Christian thing. Because the Roman Catholics don't own the cross. Jesus owns the cross. And he gives that to us as a sign, as we have in the baptismal rite, where you receive the sign of the cross upon your forehead and upon your heart, as when redeemed by Christ the crucified. And so he goes on to say, repeat the creed in the Lord's Prayer. And then you may add this little prayer. Luther is very humble in the fact that you don't even have to use his catechism, as he says in the preface. That if you find something better, use it, as long as it is faithful. I'm giving what it is for what I think is best. But if there is something better, definitely use it. And yet the church is still, 500 years later, using the small catechism primarily. Why? Because it is that good. All right, so the morning and evening prayer are very similar in the beginning and the end. It's the middle portion that changes. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son. Starts off both ways in both prayers. Ends with, let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. And before that, for into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. That's the ending of both prayers. The middle is determined by the time of day. In the morning, we pray that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you will keep me this day also from sin and every evil. We pray thanking God for getting us through the night, forgiving us all our sins, and to keep us, lead us not into temptation, as we say in the Lord's Prayer. The evening prayer, very, very similar again. In the evening when you go to bed, make the sign of the Holy Cross and say, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Then kneeling or standing, repeat the creed in the Lord's Prayer. If you choose, you may also add this little prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day. And I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Then go to sleep at once and in good cheer. We start the day in prayer. We end the day in prayer. We start the day thanking God for getting us through the night. We end the day by thanking God for graciously bringing us through the day, for keeping us, that he would forgive us all our sins where we have done wrong during the day, that we may truly go to sleep in peace with God, knowing that if we don't wake up in the morning, we will be by him, having that assurance because he has forgiven our sins. So we begin and end our day in prayer. And then we take in the offerings and the blessings that we have in our meals. So he has a meal, a prayer before the meal and one after. So asking a blessing. The children and members of the household shall go to the table reverently, fold their hands and say, "The eyes of all look to you, O Lord, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing." Then shall be said the Lord's Prayer and the following. Lord God, Heavenly Father, bless us and these your gifts which we receive from your bountiful goodness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We take the quotation from Psalm 145 that God gives to all who look to him or who don't look to him the blessings that they need for this day. You open your hand and you satisfy the desire of every living thing. So we go on to pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, bless us and these your gifts, which we receive from your bountiful goodness. Going back to the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer and talking about receiving our daily bread with thanksgiving. This is the thanksgiving that we are asking for, that we continue to have grateful hearts. And then we go to returning thanks after eating. They shall in like manner reverently and with folded hands say, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. He gives food to every creature. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of a man. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love." Then shall be said the Lord's Prayer and the following. We thank you, Lord God, Heavenly Father, for all your benefits through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. All right, so again, we go into the Psalms. Psalm 136, "For a steadfast love endures forever," again and again at the end of every verse. We go into Psalm 147, talking about he gives food to every creature. He provides for the cattle, for the young ravens. We pray that we also may truly be thankful for what he has given to us. So we have these prayers. Prayers that we can use daily. Prayers that, yes, they're can be memorized easily. They can seem very rote. But again, it's not about whether you're just doing it mechanically. Actually, it is about just doing it mechanically, because many times your mind can wander even going through the Lord's Prayer, through the Apostles' Creed, through all the things in the Catechism. But it's the heart. It's the intentions that are there, that we do want to be blessed by what we receive from God, and that we give thanks for it afterwards. Asking for the blessing that he has promised, thanking God for giving us the promised blessing. Bookends everything, just like the morning and evening prayer bookends our days, not in ourselves, but in the forgiveness of the sins, the ultimate blessing that God has promised to each and every one of us. That we, being called his children, might receive his goodwill, his forgiveness, his life and eternal salvation. This is why we wrestle. This is why we go through all the things that we do, so that he may receive all the glory when we emerge victorious from our wrestling. Amen.